Election interference is a hot topic, but it isn't new. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Bradley Hart, assistant professor of media, communications, and journalism at Fresno State University, looks to history to find a parallel to today.
Many Americans have spent the last several years wondering about the influence of foreign interference on our elections. A Senate report and the American intelligence community have concluded that the Russian government attempted to influence the outcome of the 2016 presidential election. Many questions about that alleged attempt remain unanswered. What few Americans know, however, is that this wouldn't be the first time a foreign power has tried to sway the outcome of an election. Back in 1940, the Nazis made a bold and desperate attempt to deny President Franklin Roosevelt his third term in office. The Germans enlisted the help of William Rhodes Davis, an American businessman with a sketchy past. Davis had made a fortune selling discounted Mexican oil to the Third Reich. The outbreak of war endangered this business enterprise. He was also a longtime donor to the Democratic Party. In an effort to save his business, Davis went to Germany in 1939 to try to broker a peace deal. The plan quickly failed. While he was there, though, he made a backup plan with Hermann Göring. The plan called for the Nazis to give Davis $5 million to help defeat Roosevelt and install a non-interventionist president. Back in Washington, though, the Davis plan quickly fell apart. In the summer, Roosevelt decided to run for a third term, which locked down the Democratic nomination. The plan ended up going nowhere, and most of the Nazi money was never spent. 2 years later, Davis died in Houston under circumstances that some historians have described as suspicious. While the Davis plan ended up going nowhere, it did pose a major threat to the U.S. political system. If nothing else, this almost forgotten episode in American history should remind us that foreign election manipulation is nothing new and is unlikely to cease anytime soon.
That was Bradley Hart of Fresno State University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.